Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. There's a lot of talk these days about high cholesterol and heart disease. And you think about a vessel in your body that has plaque buildup, that puts you at risk for a stroke or a heart attack. Well, I want you to picture yourself as a clean vessel where God's power flows freely through you. Well, you know what clogs up the vessel of our spiritual lives? I would say it's two things. It's a disregard for God's presence and a disconnect between our problems and His promises. Just stop there and think about that for a minute. We rush into His presence and we rush out again. Imagine with me the heavenly scene of Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, of the angels surrounding the throne singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." Of a host of people on earth from one end of the earth to the other at different times praying the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Imagine those who have the wisdom to give God the glory he deserves, and they're bowing maybe in their prison cell with their hands open, knowing it's a sacred moment and a sacred privilege to enter his presence. Now picture in the midst of that scene, a woman rushing in with her purse draping off her shoulder, slipping off her arm, running in, shooting off her prayer, and then running back out again. So often that's how we approach the throne of grace. I mean, God takes us, he loves us, he has grace for us. But really, what a shame when you think about what we have access to, who we have access to, and how differently our prayers might sound, and even how differently our prayers might prevail if we remember who it is we're speaking to. If you want to transform your prayer life, pause and remember who it is you're speaking to. Just pause before you pray and consider what the angels are doing in God's presence. Pause for just a moment and remember what the Bible says about God, that the earth trembles in the presence of the living God, that the mountains melt like wax in his presence. I mean, the earth responds to the presence of the living God. As we pause, as people who are loved and created by him and saved and redeemed, that we carry this treasure, the Holy Spirit, in these earthen vessels, which gives us access to God, that he speaks to us as we go through our days. We are blessed. We are rich. We are equipped. We are anointed. We are appointed. Just pause and remember who you are. Remember the victory that Jesus won, and then pray from that place. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.